Welcome to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on Healing Oracle Radio and People's Internet Radio. And it is the 13th, Friday the 13th of the 11th, 2020. And I'm honoured and privileged to be doing a pre-recorded interview with the President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, the wonderful Billy Maguire. Billy, are you with me?
I am, but it's a lovely introduction. I don't know if I deserve that good introduction that you give. But anyway, we only do it for the people. The people are sovereign, and that's what it's about. And they don't teach history in this country, and they don't teach them or tell them anything about their, the truth. I want church and state and the judiciary to tell the people the truth and the facts. Yes. That's all we're asking. You know, there's so much propaganda, lies and deception going on. It's shocking on our people.
It is. Isn't it wonderful that we can come to people like yourself for history lessons and the truth, do you know?
Well, I'm not a historian. I mean, I must make that clear. Hmm. And but my family have a long history. And what I want to talk about is that the River Shannon, the Maguire's, that was their territory, the River Shannon.
Right.
And it was... Fermanagh, Lochearn, and the River Shannon to the estuary of the Atlantic. That's our territory, and that goes back in time immemorial. And the point of the whole issue is that the Brendan Voyage is what I'd like to talk about, and I'd like to go back to the harp. The harp is the covenant between yes. God and man with all the information for his planet Earth and our civilization. The sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind, that's what we do. And what we'd like to talk about is then you have Anno Domini, you have, that is Celtic Christianity, mm-hmm. and that is the 2 5-string harps that were given to us. No man or woman, as I've often explained, understand God, but you can understand the 2 5-string harps, mm-hmm. which were on the Ark of the Covenant, that everything comes from those, all mathematics, all science, all astronomy, your intellect and reason and your 5 senses. And when you stand in a circle and you face the sun and you're facing either south or wherever you are, and you put up your 2 hands, your left hand up in the air and your right hand up in the air, and that represents the 2 5-string harps. They're over the 4 chords, but they're not properly aligned.
Right.
And that's a desecration. And you put your thumb over your 3rd finger and in your left hand, and you do the same with your right hand. Mm-hmm. And you put your right hand then over your left hand, and that's the harp. Mm-hmm. And that's where everything comes from. And you can understand all that mathematics and all that technology from that. And your intellect and reason and your 5 senses. That's how you do it. But you start then, and we go down. We start with the Irish people, which are the Celtic people, mm-hmm. and the Vikings and all those people. Well, the top of that harp is the blueprint for the curragh. We call it the curragh, but you call it a boat.
Yes.
And that's what we're going back now to Celtic Christianity. And we're going back. And the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process, as you know, we've talked about that before, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that was founded in 1950 by Pope Pius XII. And it was all those old monks, the Irish monks and friars, that had all that information that's in Lochgar that we've talked about and mm-hmm. knew all about those 2 5-string tops. As I said, they were on the Ark of the Covenant. And Rome changed them. Lindisfarne was the time.
Yes.
That Rome changed them. Rome, see, they didn't have a 12-month calendar. And how can you have Easter Sunday without a 12-month calendar? You don't know the days of the week. And the Celtic people had, all Irish people had, 6 months and a 12-month calendar. Mm-hmm. You know, places like other countries, had a 12-month calendar.
Mm.
We had to have the same, and it all comes from the mathematics of those 2 5-string tops. And what happened was that those monks, they knew how to build that boat. You build it, and I've shown it on an interview I did recently.
Right.
The top of it is that's the blueprint for the boat that those monks had. Now, they had, it was so important for them to know, you're talking about now in a time when there were no roads, you traveled by boat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they had to know everything about sailing and navigation and that. You didn't know where you were going. And Lochgar is very important. And if you go back to those monks again, the Irish monks and friars, that was the golden era of Ireland. They brought, but it was Celtic Christianity to Europe.
Nice.
But they had the technology in those days to go to what we call America now today, but wouldn't be called America then, but to go to other countries. Mm. And their whole, everything was predicated on bringing Christianity, but it was Celtic Christianity they were bringing.
Mm.
And as we said, Rome changed that. Lindisfarne changed all that from the Irish to Roman Christianity. Celtic Christianity changed to Roman Catholicism.
Right.
And they changed the symbols, the two five-string harps, to two angels.
Right, right. They changed loads, Billy. I mean, apparently the Catholic Church hid very technologically advanced musical scales and hid them away so that nobody would know anything about them. There's surfaced recently called...
Those clergy, those old, they were old priests, and they lobbied Pope Pius XII that shouldn't be lost.
Yes.
Because they sacrificed their life to bring Celtic Christianity all over Europe. Mm. And then they sacrificed their life to bring Roman Catholicism and Roman Christianity all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, they really did. And they got no thanks for it. And as you know, that Maynooth and Galway and Cork and Trinity, they were set up by the Crown of England, those universities, to control the Irish. You know, and it was this extraordinary situation. And it was for, the benefit of the Crown of England and the Pope in Rome. Nothing about Ireland, I think it's time that people would, I've said again, that church and state and the judiciary should come out and tell the truth to the people.
Definitely.
And give them the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And give them the facts of what happened here. But we're going back now to, we're out where those, but if you go, the peace reconciliation, as I said, was founded in Rome, and it was through a university, and that's where that university came from, in Limerick.
Hmm.
And Brendan O'Regan, he was very much involved. His brother was the curate, and it was Dr. Cooper. He was Canon Cooper afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Rome as a young cleric, and he was brilliant. He knew everything about Rome and how it worked and that. And then you had Father Casey, who became Bishop Casey afterwards.
Yes.
You know, they were three stalwart people. And the work that they put into that was unbelievable. I saw all that happening. You know, I'm old enough to remember that. And you talked about 1950. Anyway, to make a long story short, Brendan O'Regan, he went to, he got Chuck Feeney to put up the money for the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave Willibank, which is a magnificent old house right on the River Shannon, and we had Vaughan's Hotel, and we gave the Vaughan's Hotel papers.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, of course, was supposed to come in and do all these things, which they never did. And that's where it comes from, from Pope Pius XII. And it's peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process.
Mm.
And my father died in 1964, I think.
Okay.
And John Hume then took over from that. But he was only coming into it at that stage. And he achieved the Good Friday Agreement. The Good Friday Agreement, we'll say, is the first steps in the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process. And the first steps was to take the Crown forces out of Ireland.
Yes.
and they took them out and to fight in another part of the world. Now, we abhor war, and one thing that Christians don't do is go to war. And the IRB just do not like war.
No.
But the important point there is that the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process. The prosperity process was Brendan O'Regan going off to the IRB and to the Fenian Brotherhood, especially in America. And the Fenian Brothers are the sister organisation, as you know, of the IRB, were founded in 1858, St. Patrick's Day, in Lumber Street in Dublin, and Doheny's in New York. And they lobbied all those American politicians and everybody else they could, and clergy and everybody else. And they built the factories in Shannon and all over the country. And that's where the prosperity came from. And all those people should be remembered in that university in Limerick. And we, as I said, Willowbank was a magnificent old house and gardens and grounds right on the bank of the River Shannon. That's crucial because the Shannon, as I've said many times, was the territory of the Maguires. It was from Manorloch Erne and the River Shannon to the estuary of the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And we're a seafaring family and we sailed all that. We knew everything about it. And that's how we brought Christopher Columbus to Askeaton. In the friary in Askeaton, which is the Franciscan friary, you'll see.
So let me ask let me reiterate that. So the Maguire family and their connections brought Columbus to Ireland.
Well, we're a seafaring family.
Yes.
And as I said, what was crucial for us is from Manorloch Erne and the River Shannon to the estuary of the Atlantic. That was our territory.
Yes.
You take the Brendan voyage, which was so important to navigate, to learn how to navigate through the stars and the tides and all the seas and that. And that's what those monks had been doing in Ireland. That's what the Irish monks, they had to do it to bring Christianity to Europe. And that's what they did. And they had the technology. You're talking about now the Middle Ages. And you're going way back in time when there was no transfer, when they hadn't anything else. But Lochgar was the key, and the university was to do all that. Willowbank, of course, was because that's where the Supreme Council of the IRB had moved to from Vaughan's Hotel in 29 Parnell Square in Granby Row in Dublin. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say around Christmas time, you'd have 100 of IRB and Cumann na mBan, na Féin, na Éin, na HÉir, and all those there at Willowbank, and they all would meet. And Willowbank was big enough to hold that. Now, you could easily hold 100 people in the lounge and in the hall, and then you had the drawing room, the dining room, and then you had a huge conservatory out there, which you could hold that easily, that number of people, and did.
Yes.
But the point of the whole issue is that John Hume, he wanted the same. Vaughan's Hotel is where when Britain called the 1918-32 county election.
Yes.
On the 14th of December 1918. And the IRB Sinn Féin, now IRB Sinn, that's crucial. It's IRB Sinn Féin. There's a lot of Sinn Féin people and other people, Free State people claiming that they founded the state. They didn't. They weren't even there in those days.
Nice.
It was IRB Sinn Féin. And we were lucky that the Maguires, we'll talk about that, were able to put up the money for that. Mm-hmm. And it was lucky that we had all that support in America. And that's where you have to have finance to
yes,
come out of that.
Yes, of course.
But anyway, that's what's important. And on in 1918, the 32 county election, and then on the 28th of December, the IRB won 70, IRB Sinn Féin won 73 seats out of, I'm going to get something written, and won 73 seats out of 105 seats. I can read out the exact number of of Caesar if you want me to.
Yeah, that's grand. I mean, we've definitely gone over this type of information
before.
We've
done it before. And it's all there on billymaguire.com, anyone who wants to check the
number.
But that was the mandate we were given to found and fund the state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crucial, especially with the American elections going on at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you think the elections are still going on at the moment
or have they finished?
I think they're going on, but the point of the whole issue is that that was by the will and wish of all the people, and it was a 19 and it was a 32 county election.
Exactly.
And on the 21st of January then in the Mansion House, where you've been there, which read many things, that was ratified by the sovereign Dáil-Éireann government of the Sovereign Republic of Ireland, all 32 counties and all our territory. And I'm talking about the territory because that's why we have the right to go as far as the shores of America and go into America if we want to, because we brought sovereignty to America and to Canada. And that's where the sovereignty comes from. You have to have sovereignty.
Yeah.
And I keep questioning America, where are you getting your sovereignty from? I question Britain, where are you getting your sovereignty? They don't have sovereignty. It's royalty they have.
Yes.
And royalty comes... Royalty is man-made, like the Constitution, but sovereignty comes from God. That's the difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have sovereignty. If you don't have sovereignty, you're only a third-class citizen. You're nothing.
Yeah.
And I think it's time that church and state and judiciary respected the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind.
Definitely.
And all these people boasting, oh, there's no such thing as God, there's no such thing as that. That's where your intellect and reason and your five senses, that's where you get your intelligence to govern. Look at the world today. It's in a terrible state.
It is.
And it shouldn't be. And we have all that information, how the two fives, how to learn to write, how to count. Everything, mathematics, science, our calendar. We talked about the Easter Sunday for the whole world. From those two five streams. It's in Terminini, anyone who wants to go see it in Rome.
Mm.
And that information is there. And the point of the University of Limerick was that Lochgar, which is just out from Limerick, and that's where the harp, and it's Old Grange. You know about New Grange, but Lochgar is Old Grange. It's much older. We're probably talking, I'm thinking, about 45,000 years,
right,
I would think.
Right.
And that's a hell of a long time.
What makes Lochgar so special, Billy?
What makes Lochgar so special was the sacred symbol. That was the sacred place that the Irish and found.
Mm.
And if you look at it, you'd have to go there in those days by boat because there was no road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a very wet area. And they found... you know, I said about your hand, you put your hand up in the air and your two fives.
If
you go to Lochgar and you stand on the road and you look at the map and you see where the harp stone is, where our ancestors placed the harp stone, the Clochanclashie, and you measure it across the lake to Carrigal, which is the little hill at the other side of the lake. And there's two stone circles there. And you measure that back or look at it on the map. And you see, you remember I said to you about you put your thumb on your third finger, and that gives you those two harp signs on your left hand and on your right hand. And they're the harp signs. And that's what our people found 45,000 years ago.
Amazing.
And I'm referring to the Brendan voyage and that.
Yes.
Those friars, you see, if you take the story of Lochgar, we've told before, the Earl of Thomond. He rode around Lochgar on his horse, and he would keep riding around until the silver shoes are worn off. And you have Temple Nua. There weren't churches in those days, there were temples.
Right.
And you have the harp stone, and you have the Clochanclashie, and you've all the mathematics, And you're going to do an interview with Gerry O'Donovan, who's doing the mathematics.
Yes,
now,
I certainly
the University
hope so.
Of Limerick was to do all this, and I brought Rune O'Donnell out to see that, and I tried to get the professors of mathematics to go out and do all that mathematics. That was all part of the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process, and that's what we gave Willibank for, and for the world, a peace process that conflict would be discussed. But anyway, Rowan came out, but the university never bothered after that, and they wouldn't go to down to Loch Gore. The Castle Inn, Askeaton, is where the Earl of Desmond, that was his headquarters, right on the river, estuary there, very close to the Shannon, and it's only about 100 yards from the castle. And that was the friary, the Franciscan friary. And you walk around that, and you'll see the statue to St. Francis, and you see the map of the world. And that's what we brought Christopher Columbus, to see all that information, how you navigate. And he couldn't have gone to America without all that navigation.
Right,
they
right.
went up by Iceland. And even the, it's so important that is. And Tim Severin, he did a run of that again. And that boat is out in Craigenown in Newmarket and Fergus that he did it on. So it proves that the monks had all that knowledge and information.
Yeah. So Christopher Columbus, before he took on the sailing of the world, came to Ireland to find out knowledge.
Absolutely.
Knowledge
and
that he could then use.
You go back to the Flight of the Earls.
Mm.
And as you know, we went down there and they hid in those barrels, the Cú Chonaic, that ship, our people. Because we used to, if you ever go to London, go down to Maguire Street and Maguire's Wharf.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to trade with the Roman Empire there. And we used to trade right down to Rome. And we traded to, we used to trade all over. We were the business agents to the Spanish Empire. And they were married, the Maguires were married into the Duke of Alba's family. And he was the heir to Scotland.
Right.
And because he got us down. And we always traded under the protection of the Spanish flag when we're going to America and that mm-hmm. ever since.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to know the background. But they were there. I was at the 400th anniversary. And you'll see, if you look at that other one that there about the Cú Chonaic Maguire, he's the last of my ancestors drawn from Manor Lough Erne and the River Shannon to the estuary of the Atlantic. And he was poisoned. They were put because Britain couldn't conquer Ireland. If you take the Pale, it's from the east coast, right across to the River Shannon, and that's the Pale. And they had to have the Shannon to conquer Ireland. And the whole purpose of Britain to conquer Ireland was to expand their empire.
Yeah.
And they couldn't feed their crown forces. And what we were talking about, all that knowledge and information that those monks had, how to sail the Atlantic. They were the ones that had the information. And that's where the Royal Navy all got that information. Mm-hmm. And they took that. And as you know, 1155, when Pope Adrian IV illegally and fraudulently gave Hibernia, which is heir to Henry II, to build his empire.
Yeah.
I mean, Britain are still coming in, claiming Ireland. The Bulldog of Billiter is a fraudulent document.
Yeah, it's absolutely
and
disgusting.
It's time that all that came out. And I want all that was to come out in the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process.
Yeah.
And they never went to, the university never did anything about it. They did nothing. John Hume did. He carried on. But his is only a 26 county and a 6 county free state.
Yes, yes.
And it is Good Friday Agreement, which is taking the Crown forces out of Ireland to fight in another part of the world. That's not peace, reconciliation and prosperity process.
No.
And Chuck Feeney put up the money for that.
Yeah.
That's what Brendan O'Regan told me. And we gave, my father was dead at the time, and he spent all his time trying to get that university. And we gave Willibank so that would happen. And that never happened.
No.
And I think there's an absolute scandal that and Tom O'Donnell has died in the last couple of weeks.
All right.
He took over from Brendan O'Regan. And you know, the peace record is there. Willibank is there, a derelict site now.
Yeah.
They gutted the whole thing, a magnificent old house and grounds. And and Vaughan's Hotel was to be restored where the IRA would speak authoritatively and the peace process would hold in all circumstances. What's going to happen now?
No.
You know, we're back again. And that mayhem was carried out, when Lord Rothschild, Guinness's, and Rupert Kipling, you had the Ulster Volunteers, and then they became the UF Army, because Lord Rothschild, Guinness's, and Rupert Kipling, they gave £250,000 to buy those top-class German guns. Mm. And we've had absolute mayhem for the last 100 years in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, and taking, and the whole purpose was to conquer the Shannon and build all those estates. I mean, look at Culloden, 85,000 acres. Mm-hmm. Look at all these estates they have. To feed their Crown forces and the Royal Navy. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
In this day and age, and people aren't told the truth about it.
That's disgusting.
You know, we don't want to fight with anybody.
No.
But we have our people, we have 70 million people worldwide that should be told the truth.
Yeah.
Rather than a pack of propaganda, lies, deception and fraud told to them by the Free State government and by the judiciary and by the church. You know, it is absolutely shocking. And I think people shouldn't stand up for it anymore. Your people here are sovereign. That's what it's about, the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind. And I can trace it back for you to the harp, which was the covenant between God and man with all the information for his planet Earth and our civilization.
Yeah.
And that's what we do, and that's what the IRB do.
Yeah, do you know, I can't believe it, Billy. Every single government that has been voted in by their country's people to be their government have got a job to do in looking after their people in their country with their problems, homelessness, crime, all that type of stuff. What the hell are they going into other people's countries for and messing with them?
Well, that's it. And if you haven't sovereignty, Britain doesn't have sovereignty. And we talk about that. Britain, Roman Christians believe that only the pontiff, the Pope in Rome, can anoint a sovereign.
Yeah.
And Henry VIII fell out with the Pope in Rome. And he said he was Dio Mundo, he was equal to God. And he didn't need the Pope. They haven't had sovereignty since Henry VIII.
No.
They have royalty. And they go into a country. When you don't have the sovereignty and you don't respect the sovereignty of others or the sovereignty of God or the sovereignty of mankind, you go in and rob and plunder. And that's what they did to this country and to our people. And you see these terrible wars that... Who inflicts those wars?
Mm.
It's usually the Crown of England inflicted that war on the people. And they can say what they like, but they don't tell the truth. And what they did here was shocking. And that Bull Lauder Billiter is a fraudulent document that has caused all the trouble here. Well, look, those British people are part of our people. They're part of us. Our DNA is the very same as them. And what are they talking about? Packaged propaganda, lies, deception and fraud, trying to get advantage and trying to go in and take things and upset people. You owned your land and your house and you have a right to education. And all the assets of the state. That's what you have a right to. That's what the independence was fought for. And that's what the IRB holds up. But nobody tells the truth today. How can you go anyplace? You can't believe the word from anybody. Church or state or judiciary. None of them.
No.
You can't believe them. And they have lost the confidence of the people. And it's worldwide, I'm shocked and hard to say. But those... monks that went out there and found all that information and all those Irish people that found Loch Gore, the sacred site where the harp sits on, and the harp is the covenant between God. Those two five-string harps, again I'll repeat it, were on the Ark of the Covenant, and the Roman Empire changed those to two angels to control the people. You know, they should be told why you're being controlled. Mm. If you're told why you're being controlled or being honest with people, they respect you and you respect them.
Yeah.
But there's no respect for anything today, and our territory, and look at our seas, full of plastic,
pollution, yeah.
Everything, our land, greed, it seems to be the key factor in everything. You know, our people have people enough to have their comfortable living, and are they getting the assets? Not at all. It's all corporations now, corporations running, even our GAA.
Yeah.
A corporation was founded by the IRB, you know, for the people. And they just don't tell the truth.
No.
And Sean,
no.
You know, if you don't tell the truth, and you know, you've seen it. And you see what, and you see, and until they turn around And look, I hope that John Hume, that the foundation that they're talking about, will include Willibank and that university, and will include all that and all those great people. I mean, I know them. I knew Canon Cooper, who gave his life for that. I knew Brendan O'Regan. I knew Father Patrick O'Regan, his brother, and Bishop Casey. I mean, I knew great people, the ranks. You know, Sir John Brown Baralli, all these great people used to come, and, you know, they used to come with their orchestra to Limerick to educate the people, you know, when we were all children in that.
And wouldn't it be great if Vaughan's Hotel as well got updated and looked after and shown as the amazing historical venue that it is?
But John, look, how many times have been asking the state to do something about Vaughan's Hotel?
Yeah.
And as you know, when the Queen came, that took 10 years. The Earl of Harrington took his seat in the House of Lords for that, which Archbishop Eames and the Presbyterian people, who Abbey is on the corner there. And they tried to have that. And as you know, they built an entrance out on the side of the garden, I remember, for the Queen. And she wanted to see Vaughan's Hotel, where the stage was founded, and they couldn't show it to her because it was in such a derelict condition.
And did she ask to see it, did she?
She asked to see it because Harrington told me.
Right.
And Harrington could drive up to Buckingham Palace and go straight in to see the Queen. She was that friendly with him. And his granddaughter is married to Mrs. Lindley, one of those.
Oh, right.
And he was very friendly with her. And he did. He took his seat in the House of Lords for that. Today. And I mean, there were great people. There were other great people. Edna Dorman, she stood in for the Queen before, when they were planning the visit, to lay the wreath in the Garden of Remembrance. And she stood in and laid the wreath before that to see how things would work out.
Nice.
I mean, these are great people who, you know, they gave their lives for peace, reconciliation. But the Good Friday Agreement is not peace, reconciliation. I would say it's the first step. But the second step has to be the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process that was founded by Pope Pius XII in the University of Limerick. That's why Limerick is on the River Shannon, and to still the Maguire, we regard that as still our territory. And all those monks who gave their lives, learning and teaching all about navigation, how to navigate. If they hadn't done that, Christopher Columbus couldn't have gone to America. And as you know, he went to Iceland. And I gave all the Willibank, which were all the Vaughan's Hotel papers and memorabilia, and I gave them all to the university, because all that's in the university, and all those trips we made as far as Istanbul and those places, trading with the Vikings and that, and as you know, the Shannon was. But it's a scandal to think we don't teach history here in this country.
No.
And
no.
This is something that is really annoying me, that in the first sovereign Dáil-Éireann government that I've already said to you on the 14th of December, and we won it by 73 seats out of 105, but all those that were elected to the sovereign Dáil-Éireann government in the Mansion House took their oath of allegiance to the state, the sovereign Republic of Éire, the sovereign Dáil-Éireann government and the sovereign Dáil-Éireann courts, and the War of Independence as a defence force, and to be accountable to the sovereign people. The politicians today, and the judiciary, and the civil servants, they don't take any oath. Nothing.
No.
And they take a declaration to get paid their salaries and their pensions. We're the only country in the world. You have to take a sovereignty. If you don't take an oath of sovereignty, then you're in robbing and plundering other countries. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And to think that Mairead McGuinness took an oath of allegiance to Europe, to the European Parliament, and she won't take one to Dáil-Éireann.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's something very wrong all the time
that's
here,
ridiculous.
And that's where it is. I heard. That is scandalous. All those politicians. You should be asking them, what oath of allegiance do you take? Is it to the Free State on the 6th of December 1921 to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions? or is it the sovereign republic of ERA that has no debt and has and owes no money, you know, that they took that oath of allegiance to? And the point of the whole issue is, you know, we have a sovereign, dull-earned government that's sitting there waiting to take its place. You cannot sit in Europe without taking sovereignty. And Britain got into the EU on our sovereignty. That's where they got in, because General de Gaulle wouldn't allow them in.
So how did Britain get into there
they
with
got
our
in
sovereignty?
When General de Gaulle died, he would not allow Britain in, because Britain doesn't have a sovereign government. Britain has a royal government, royal courts of justice, and the crown force. But they do not have sovereignty. Mm. They have royalty, and that's what they have. And royalty is nothing. Royalty is man-made, like the Constitution or anything else. You can make it as much. But sovereignty comes from God, and that's why you respect it. And that's the difference. And that's what our volunteers went out and gave their lives for. Eight strings, IV, Irish volunteers on their journey. On their uniforms, and that's what they did. And it's time that people started learning about the truth.
Yeah, proper
if
history.
If you don't teach the history. Sorry.
Proper history, Billy, it's really required. When I was at school, I was schooled in England, and I went to a private school run by Carmelite Fathers, but they had a really good history teacher, etc. He came in and he was saying that these are the books you're going to be using for the next year, this is your syllabus. I looked at it, I looked through it. It was British history from the 1300s to the present day, and not one mention of Ireland.
No.
In all the books.
Because we know why, Sean. We know why. That's why Sir Nicholas Malby, he burnt the friary and the friars and everything in it. Because Britain didn't want other countries to have that information that they were giving out to the likes of Christopher Columbus.
Nice, nice.
Because you could travel the world. They wanted to take everything for themselves. And that's why the friary in Askeaton was burned. And it's still there. It's a fine building and everything else. But nobody, if you go down to Askeaton, you can't even get in there. You don't. People know nothing about it. They know nothing about the castle there, the Earl of Desmond. They know nothing about Loch Carr. They know nothing about... It's tidal as far as Askeaton, the river. And you come up, you know, we could talk about how the tides and the winds and the Gulf Stream and all that, and how you came up to Corrigar Falls. Well, our mills were on Corrigar Falls in Limerick. And salt was our big thing in those days. You know, salt was a wonderful invention. And it was, again, go back to the old Irish monks and that. They discovered how to preserve food and that, because, you know, once the summer left, you had no food. People died of starvation. But salt was the first to preserve the food. And the Roman army was built on salt. Everything about your salary is salt. Everything is about it.
That's where the word, that's where the word comes from.
One of my ancestors, before that Swivel Bridge, which has belonged to my family in Limerick, he had 40 horses drawing salt to keep all those bacon factories and all. I mean, butter was go rancid in a week. Fish was gone off in a day. You know, meat was gone. And barrels of brine used to put in salt, the meat, the bacon, everything. You remember all that? Yeah, I know we don't use much salt today, but it's still there. But in those days, people would have just died of starvation. And that was it, because the food was gone. I mean, if you had... you know, bacon and all that was sent all over the world, and that it had to be salt. If you didn't have that on board ship, you had to know how to do those, and you had to know how to keep it in those barrels and things. And I told you that in the flight of the Earls, those was at 90, whatever there were, people on board the Kilconnel Maguire, they hid in those barrels because nobody would approach the Kilconnel Maguire, that ship, because it had a cargo of garum, which is the fish paste for the Roman army. And that's how they got down there. But people don't tell you these things.
No.
You know? And that's how we got down. And I think it was Pope Pius V. All that's written down. I gave all that in the Vaughan's Hotel papers to the University of Limerick. And Tom O'Donnell is gone now. And Lord have mercy on poor Tom. And I worked with Tom, and I worked with Brendan O'Regan, and I worked with a lot of people, John Hume. I sent John Hume all that information on the 1918-32 county election. And he predicated his Good Friday Agreement on that, that it would be a 32. It's the same as as we had you know, on the 14th of December 1918. It would be a 32 county election. And of course, he didn't get it.
No.
And all he got was a 26 and 6 county mandate. That's, we all voted for that.
Yeah.
But it should be, it has to be a 32 county mandate, because that's what the sovereign republic. And here they are in America, all fighting over the election. And all our democracy has been destroyed and everything. What about our democracy? On the 21st of January 1919, we had a sovereign Dalaran government by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties. Where's that? And how's it on the 6th of December 1921, Britain could say the whole, destroy the whole thing and say that it's a 26 and 6 counties. They imposed that to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions. I mean, that is not democracy. And we've had no democracy ever since, over the last 100 years. We weren't allowed to do it. We should be allowed to do it now, like every other country.
Yeah.
And we should be allowed. And Mairead McGuinness should go, and she should take the oath of allegiance in the Mansion House in Dublin, in the Round Room. I should Mary Lou MacDonald. I've written to her many times, and it's up in the BillyMaguire.com. She won't take the oath of allegiance. None of the judges. They're all shouting about Judge Wolf. I wrote to Wolf when he was the Attorney General, and I want to know, what oath of allegiance does the Judge Wolf take? Is it to the Free State by on the 6th of December 1921 to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions? Or is it to the Sovereign Republic of Ireland by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties and our sovereignty? Which is it? It's one or the other. And we find out that they're not taking any. You know, you can't sit in Europe. And that's the Irish and Fenian Republican Brothers tricolour flag, their sovereign seal of Dalaran. It has to have air underneath it. The Free State can't put air underneath it. They can't give a licence. They're codding the people and telling them propaganda lies, deception and fraud. And that's treason. And they should be made to stand up now. We're at a crossroads in probably not only in Ireland, but in the world.
Yeah.
And people should tell the truth and the facts.
I think if every country in the world knew the facts of the papal bull, the facts of 1916, the general election, all that stuff that went on, if all the other countries in the world knew that, they would all be with Ireland to get England out of Ireland and give us a 32 sovereign Republic of Ireland again.
Well, that's what has to happen. Look, we're not against British people. There are people, British people. You know, but there's this element of they will expand their empire. That's what they're trying to do. That's what destroyed everything.
Yeah.
Ireland was the breadbasket for Britain. You know, plenty of food. But then they came and they had to conquer Ireland to expand their empire. And what they did was they forced all the people out to Heller, to Connacht. Those people died of starvation. And they took the food to feed their crown forces and the Royal Navy.
Yeah.
That's what they did. And that's what they're still doing.
Yeah, it was genocide, really, wasn't it? Not a famine.
That's exactly what... We don't want that, and we're not having that. And the point I'm saying to you is that the people that continued on that for the last 100 years was, I told you, when Guinness's, Lord Rothschild and Rupert Kipling, they gave... The Guinness gave 100,000, Lord Rothschild gave 100,000, Rupert Kipling gave 50,000 to buy the top class German guns for for the Northern Ireland there that was an absolute scandal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they became the UVF army. Up to then they were the Ulster Volunteers, and they have been. That's where they came out of.
Rothschild funded unionist terrorists, basically.
Sorry, Sean?
Well, they were Rothschilds-funded unionist terrorists.
But and that's what Britain always did. They went into a country and they caused a row. But then they had the Supreme Army and Navy, and they sent that in, and then they won everything, and they took what they wanted. And that's always been Britain's policy for as long as we can remember, and we would know them for a long time.
Yes.
But that's not civilization.
No.
I mean, that has to stop.
No.
And I'd asked in those other countries that they went, all those Commonwealth countries, they don't have sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
It's royalty they have. You know, and you see all this magnificent army and all these people, you know, marching and everything else to destroy. It's all about more.
Well, I know I'm being naive, but wouldn't it be wonderful if, you know, a load of politicians who go into politics to try and help the Irish people learn their history and then go, hey, hang on a second, we should be doing it this way. We've still got a ratified 32-county sovereign Republic of Erin. Surely that's what we should be working on.
And as you know, you're part of that. Every year, for the last 100 years, since 1919, the Maguires have been there to make sure that the sovereign seal was turned.
Yes.
And that was recognised, and our sovereign constitution was read, and our proclamation, and our declaration of independence, our address to the three nations. And as we did that, and we did it in the Mansion House in Dublin, and as you know, there's an element against us all the time.
Yeah.
But I believe that The Hague should, that Guinness and Lord Rothschild and Rupert Kipling, they should be investigated by the court in The Hague of what they did in Ireland, because they're covering it up all the time. They will not come and talk to the Irish people. They will not be reasonable. You heard Boris Johnson, and as you know, I wrote to Boris Johnson and said, if you put another border in Ireland, Ogden Ahearn will defend their sovereignty under the 1918 32 county election. And that's what will happen. And it's down the Irish Sea. They're still fighting about it.
Yeah.
But on the 21st of January 1919, the border was down the Irish Sea. That's the only border there was in Ireland. There was no six counties. There was that, because Britain brought all that in on the 6th of December 1921 to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions. It's all about money with them. And it's all about trade is the lifeblood of a nation. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Brendan Voyage as, about trade. We're talking about all the Irish trade. I mean, we traded all over the world. And we used to grow oats down in Cuba.
Mm.
And we used to get two crops a year. We supplied the livery stables of London with oats. But it's there. And it's there for people. But if people are not taught their history and not told the truth by church, state and the judiciary, I mean, the world is in a terrible mess. And the world is in a terrible state from that. From the lies and the deception.
Yeah.
And it's time that people stood up and said, look, I'll tell my children the truth. They have a right to know that. And that's all we're saying to them at this stage, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you say lies
anyway,
and deceit.
Am I going on too long?
Not in the slightest. You said about the lies and deceit. What's going on in America at the moment is an election that's taken place with one person saying that they've won by a landslide, had more votes than any president in history. And the other one is saying that it's all a fraud and these people will be going to prison in the near future. And then if you look back at Ireland and the elections that we've had, with being told to take the Lisbon Treaty again, and then we also discovered Garda police cars taking boxes out of garages and doing all sorts of silly things, dead people votes being used, etc., etc., in Ireland. And nothing happened here. The fraud and the crimes and the criminals weren't taken to task. So is the same going to happen in America, do you think? It's just Biden's going to bide his way and then Trump is going to be told to shut up?
But isn't it time that America stood up? They were the ones. I mean, America were so good to us.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have got our independence without America. And I told you at the time.
Agreed.
Even when we went out, the time that Brendan O'Regan went out, the IRB went out, and they lobbied all those politicians and everything.
Yes.
And they were very... and we have St. Patrick's Day. And the reason why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day is that 1858, that's when we were founded on St. Patrick's Day down at 16 Lumber Street in Dublin.
That was the Irish Irish Republican Brotherhood's foundation.
Irish Republican Brotherhood, they founded it. Yeah. And the Fenian Brotherhood are the sister organisation in America. That's who they were founded for America, to lobby for Ireland, and they did. And the American, they're great people. Look, British people are great people, but they don't know the facts either. They're not being told the truth either. American people aren't being told the truth. The first thing you would tell them, where are you getting your sovereignty from?
You're
going into all these countries and causing war and everything else, military, have you a right to be in there doing all that? You know, where's your sovereignty? If you have no sovereignty, you shouldn't be there, because you can't be trusted. If you have your sovereignty going into a sovereign nation, that's what the European Union was about. And that's why General de Gaulle, he would not allow Britain into Europe because they didn't have a sovereign government and they could do what they like and they could be as dishonest as they like and they wouldn't have to keep any agreements. We've seen the very same thing going on with them now, what they're doing. They're backing out of the agreements they had over the border. If they put a border into Northern Ireland, you're back to that same 100-year mayhem again, destroying and that, because it's dishonest. And that's how Britain always ruled.
Yes.
Divide and rule, that's what they do. And how is it America can't stand up and say where they got their sovereignty from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those American people, we're talking about how they went to America. And we're talking about the Brendan Voyage. We're talking about Christopher Columbus. Now, and I disagree, you know, these countries going in and the savagery they imposed on these people and on black people. And that, I mean, that's pure savagery. That's not what Christianity is about. That's not what sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of man is about. It's about the welfare of people and looking after people and enough to eat and a happy life. And it can be achieved. But greed and all these other mayhem and all these other things, that's what has the world in this awful state. And
I
believe that COVID-19 is where paying the price.
Right.
There's always been a price to pay. And I think it's round again to that situation again. But I would like the Americans to stand up and tell us where they're getting their sovereignty and tell us about sovereignty. And I would like the church and the judiciary to teach us about sovereignty and about the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind and the 2 5-stringed harps. They have them over the forecourts. And how shall you never hear anything about them? They're not even properly aligned. I mean, that's a desecration.
Yeah.
And what are they doing there? And what's Lochgar? The harpstone is there. We've done it many times for people. And yet, and the last time I did it up there, probably 2 or 3 years ago, I did it for the European Union, and there was a lovely map on the road, and I'm telling you about the two your two fingers, how you do it, and that, you know, that's part of, that's your intellect and your reason and that you have, that that makes you different from the animal kingdom. It's Homo sapiens is what Lochgar looks after, and does, and teaches you all that, and it's all there. But our ancestors, they were marvelous people, and they had that sacred site, and that's what you respected, and that's what they were teaching to the whole world, and that's where they were getting the information. If you go there at any time, you can see, you know, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and those stars, you know, the five points of the star, people call them, you know, the three wise men following the stars.
Yes.
That's for children.
Mm.
They're half science is what they are. And it's your intellect and reason and your five senses. And you can call your four and your fifth one is your sovereignty.
Brilliant.
And that's what it is. And it's so important that people know what that is and where you come from. And you're never alone once you're told the truth and the information that you have.
Yes, do you know, Billy, I'm hoping that Jerry O'Donovan will be coming on the show fairly soon. He said he's not...
I hope he is, too.
Yeah, he said he's not quite ready at the moment, so he'll let me know when he's ready.
But look, wouldn't you think the university, that those marvellous mathematicians that would have gone out and done the maths on Loch Gar, all the angles. And,
exactly,
and
yeah.
And the other,
yeah.
there last was the Saturday week, was the Blue Moon, which comes to the,
yeah.
And to stand up and on Carrigal and look across at the Blue Moon and measure all those.
Must be
new,
amazing. Must
which
be
only
amazing.
Come, I think, every 20 years,
yeah,
those
yeah.
measurements to carry the angles, you know, and measure, take the new measurements. And
fantastic. You think it would be, you think it would be, you think it would be a really good student's project for a whole year or 2 years to do that?
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And you'd think that people would teach in schools the harps and St. Patrick's Day and our tricolour flag, and they're all in Europe.
Yeah.
And but I can tell you one thing. Look, this is the last year. Next year we're coming into the Free State, the 100th anniversary of the Free State. And I was looking at those commemorations they have, you know, for Kevin Barry and all those people, and in Cork and all. And, of course, remember John Francis McGuire, he was the Cork examiner.
Hmm.
He had that, and they founded the GA, you know, the
yes,
IRB.
Yes.
And but they never mentioned the IRB. RTE never mentioned the IRB
crazy,
in all those
crazy.
Documentaries.
Well, you know, I still call them Royal Television England, RTE.
Well, it's a sad thing to say, isn't it, that they don't teach the history. Not one of the schools
yeah.
Teach that. We'll tell the children. Yeah, you know, and what we have is unique, I suppose, in this country to any other country. I mean, to be able to go to America, to have all that knowledge and information for the pyramids of Egypt, and to understand the mathematics and how they were built and why they were built. You know, all that is there, and all that's in the Vaughan Sertel papers. And now Tom O'Donnell is gone, and he won't tell anybody, wouldn't tell anybody where he put the Vaughan Sertel papers and all, which is all our history.
Right,
okay. You know, and all the memorabilia, all, you know, the crystal. That's how the Vikings had to sail, you know, when you were out in the sea and you had no landmark. You know, one time they relied on mountains and landmarks to know where they were. But latitude and longitude, that came from the 2 5-string tops.
Yes, yes.
And the crystal. And I gave crystals to the unit. They were part of that, of the memorabilia that I gave to the University of Limerick.
Mm.
And those crystals were used by the Viking people to navigate to Iceland and other parts and to America.
Yeah.
And they don't know where they are.
Wow.
And they wouldn't come out. And they wouldn't come out to Loch Gar. And they wouldn't go to Askeaton, to the castle. And they wouldn't go to the Friary to see it. I mean, what sort of a university is that?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, but they'd go every Friday, I can tell you. They were heading off every Friday to New York and Boston for a terrific weekend.
For a junket,
You know, I mean, that is absolutely scandalous. That's betraying the Irish people. I don't care what they say.
It is.
And I don't care how big it's got and all that. And to me, it's a disgrace.
Mm.
You know, and to see, and that was a huge sacrifice to me. I was on the Irish show jumping team in those days. And I took my, and at my own, I bought another place to put my horses on.
Yeah.
I would never have left Willowbank. Never left. It was a magnificent place. And I took 24 horses. I was on the Irish show with Seamus Hayes and Tommy Wade and all those.
Wow.
You know, I had a wonderful career in front of me. And I was invited to America in that. I sacrificed all that for that university and all for the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process.
Well, let's hope it's been worth it.
You know, it's just awful to see the way people are treated.
Okay, you know, but Billy, is there anything you want to say maybe on a positive note to people before we go?
Ah, yes, we have. Look, Irish people, look, we have a sovereign Dáilíre government by the will and wish of all the people in the 1918-32 county election. And we won that fair and square. And you have to have that. We can go any place. And you should have your passport with the sovereign seal and air underneath it. You have all that. It's there. It's just a corrupt element that's withholding all
stopping
that information
us,
from our people and that. And I'm saying you shouldn't be doing it. You know, the likes of John Hume, I mean, that should be all part of Willowbank at the moment, where the peace, reconciliation for the whole world. You know, I spoke to him, but I only met him once. And at that stage, he's Alzheimer's.
Nice.
You know, I sent him all that information on the 1918-32 county election. That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted, his Good Friday Agreement, as a 32 county mandate. And he couldn't get it. And it's time, if they're honouring him all that, which they're all apparently announced today, then they should, it should be a 32-county mandate.
It should be.
The same as the 1918 32-county election. That's what he gave his life for.
Yep.
And that's what my father gave his life for, and that's what Pope Pius XII gave. You know, that was a big thing to get Pope Pius XII to. He was lobbied by all those old monks and things and old priests and clergy not to airbrush out all the Brendan voyage and how they navigated and the world and, you know, for the welfare and, you know, salt to preserve food and people would be able to live over the winter time. And then people had to die off, you know, if you hadn't any food, you couldn't. And this was the start of our civilization. And those two five-stringed harps, they're everything you want to know about planet Earth.
Yes.
His planet Earth and our civilization is on those two five-stringed harps. And that's what they are. And it's time that people were taught and something about them.
Brilliant.
Anyway,
brilliant.
That's me. It is I, Sean.
Yes. Well,
anyway, it's lovely talking to you.
And you too, of course. And thanks, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. Billy Maguire, President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood and an all-round fantastic guy, because I've met you loads. Love you to bits, and I hope that we proceed to, spread awareness on this planet until people know their full and true sovereignty.